This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Imagine going through life with a 160-pound person strapped to you. Imagine climbing stairs, playing with the kids or grandkids, shopping for clothes, going for walks. Got the picture? Our guest today knows exactly what that's like, and I've invited him to share his journey with us. We've had Dr. Joel Fuhrman on this program several times before, talking about his groundbreaking book, Eat to Live. Today, we're privileged to speak with someone who read it, did what it said, and changed his life from the inside out. Anthony Mastriello, welcome to HeartWise.
Thank you. Thank you, Charles.
160 pounds, that's the extra weight you were carrying everywhere you went. Anthony, I don't think anyone plans to be obese. Where did all that weight come from in your experience?
Yeah, when you say it like that, it sounds like a lot of weight. It is, and I felt almost normal when I was that weight, when I had this extra 160 pounds on my back. And I think the reason is because it came on so slowly. I remember a point in time, it was something happened between grades 5 and 6 in school, because I remember coming back to school after that summer, between the 4th and 5th grades, and having a friend ask me how I gained so much weight. I don't know how it happened, but that was the start of it. And then slowly throughout my life, I just continued to put on a couple extra pounds here and there. And it was something I was very conscious of. And I would try different diets or different ways to lose weight throughout the years. But I wasn't able to get anything to actually work for me.
You're talking about a very common problem here. We've got to get to the root of this. Now that you look back on it, what would you say to that fourth and fifth grader to explain to him what happened to you?
What I can say to that fourth or fifth grader now is do something about it and do it as soon as possible. And the sooner the better before it gets too far. And you have to really manage it to make it work. You know, I think we're very fortunate right now. We have so much information. We have work by people like Dr. Joel Fuhrman that can really fix us. You know, one of the things I learned, I used to think that I was kind of a giant. I used to joke with people like that and say, you know, this is just how I am. But one of the most empowering things I learned is that it's not true. You know, people look at me now and they can't imagine that I was ever heavy and or I was ever overweight. And it's because now I have the same body type as someone who was slender their entire life. So you really can change. That's what I would like people to really know, especially young people or people who don't yet have, you know, as big a problem as I did.
Well, you know, you say you don't know what was going on, but later on you changed something. You read Dr. Joel Fuhrman's book, Eat to Live, and you started changing something. The answer may be in there. What is it about Dr. Joel Fuhrman's program that caught your eye, and what is it that worked for you?
First of all, it kind of makes sense. I've never had anyone throughout my whole life tell me to eat less fruits or vegetables.
So that's true.
When Dr. Fuhrman says eat more fruits and vegetables and almost nothing else, that's something that you can try, you can grasp onto, right? As an overweight person, the idea of eating more you know, was totally new. Yeah. People have been telling me what not to eat the whole time I was trying to lose weight. For 20 years of my life, people were telling me what to not eat. And it was often conflicting. Sometimes they would say, don't eat this. Other times they would say, don't eat that. You know, avoid carbohydrates, avoid fat, and bouncing back and forth. And I knew, I had enough personal experience to know that none of that ever really worked. And then when I read Eat to Live, and it really said, eat more fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, and seeds. And eat almost, you know, nothing else. Almost nothing else.
Yeah.
It was much easier then to think about what to eat rather than what not to eat.
Wow, I love that. In other words, this lifestyle that Dr. Joel Fuhrman and others, as well as HeartWise Ministries, is trying to say to you, here's what you can eat, and eat a lot of it. That's the thing. When you start eating like you were eating with Dr. Joel Fuhrman's diet, when you start doing that, the amount of food is not the issue at all. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. You can eat a lot. You have to eat a lot.
And why is that? Why do you have to eat a lot of fruits and why do you have to eat a lot of vegetables? Share that information with our listeners.
I just know that as someone who enjoys eating and someone who likes to eat a lot, and you know, I have those cravings where I would feel hunger often throughout the day. And whether it was kind of mental or whether it was physical, I mean, that's a whole other discussion, and we can get into that a little bit later if you want. But for some reason, I felt like I needed to eat often. And when I feel like I need to eat, and all I can keep thinking is, don't eat, don't eat, don't eat, don't eat, it's really difficult to kind of break that cycle. Yet, when you feel the need to eat, and you say, oh, well, I'm supposed to be eating more fruits, or I'm supposed to eat more vegetables, it's easy to go to the fridge then, or go to the counter and pick up an apple, or pick up a pear, or pick up a banana, or pick up three of those things, and just eat them. And it was amazing to me to see how I actually felt like I was eating more than ever, and to see the weight just dropping off like that.
Well, the reason is quite simple. I mean, you probably discover this in time. When you eat a candy bar, that's like eating 9 apples. That's like having 7 pears. So when you're hungry and you go have yourself an apple or two, you have not come anywhere near the fat content or the caloric content of eating the candy bar that we all grew up with. Does that make sense to you?
Exactly. That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
So what you can really do is you can eat those 5 or 7 apples. And even I still don't think it will affect the body like the candy bar will, because it still is a natural food. And the one thing I told myself, and I consider myself very lucky, and I consider most of us very lucky in that we don't really have to worry about the underlying details of exactly how this works.
Absolutely.
All we have to know is that it works. And we have really smart people who are out there doing all the research to understand how and why it works. But for us, as a normal person, a guy on the street who wants to get healthy, all you have to know is that it works. So eat 5 apples or mix it up. You know, have 5 or 6 pieces of fruit, and your body knows what to do with that food when you put it into it. Whereas on the other hand, if you have the candy bar, which maybe has the same number of calories, it doesn't work the same.
Absolutely. And the secret, of course, is fiber. When you eat that fruit, there is fiber in there, and fiber delivers those same amount of calories as the candy bar. It delivers it to the body slowly and in the right proportion and in the right places. And when you eat that candy bar, it's a tsunami of refined sugar that comes, and the body says, whoa, I have no idea what to do with this. I think I'll just store it because I cannot deal with this. So the secret is fiber. You are giving us a nice little seminar on nutrition today, and I appreciate this, Anthony. This is fantastic. So you discovered that you can eat a lot of food because it's low calorie, and the calories that are there are delivered slowly to the body, which means the body can process it without turning it into fat. Before we go any further, tell us the difference in lifestyle between the old you that weighed, what was your top weight, Anthony?
Yeah, I topped out a little bit over 360 pounds.
360 pounds. Here you are, 360 pounds. Now you're around 200 pounds. You are 6'4". Is that correct?
That's correct.
So you're a big person. You're a tall person. What is the difference in your lifestyle between the old you and the new you? What do you see are some of the major benefits of doing what you did?
Pretty much everything. You know, I think, and that's true. And I have examples. And depending on how long we want to talk today, I can go through a whole bunch
of them. Let's hear some of them. Absolutely, yes.
I have some examples to try to sum up what was tough for me before. I was always a happy person. I was always a relatively active and functional person. I consider myself kind of functionally obese. I could still ride a bicycle. I could still skateboard. I could still go on hikes with my wife and stuff. I realized later I couldn't really do any of those things very well. But where that worked for me is that I didn't really have what I felt like was a big crisis situation until around October of 2005. And at that point, my wife and I had one son, and we were expecting our second baby to be born about 6 months later. And I was in the process, I was working with an insurance company to increase my life insurance, you know, as I'm preparing for my expanding family and
sure,
stuff.
Sure.
And I remember I came home from work, and there was a letter there on the counter, and it was from the insurance company. And I opened it, and I read it, and they had denied me this 20-year term life insurance policy. And it didn't say they wanted to move me to a high risk category, or it didn't say that they, you know, wanted more information. It just said, the way I read it, it said, we don't expect you to live for another 20 years, and we don't want to issue you an insurance policy.
Oh, my.
And that was really tough. Yeah. In many ways, that was the straw that broke the camel's back and really made me realize I need to do something.
In other words, they recognized the danger, even though at that time you didn't recognize the danger.
Exactly. You know, I had risk factors. They all go together, right? There's BMI, there's cholesterol, there's blood pressure. I had a history of migraine headaches. There's the waist circumference. You know, I had a 54-inch waist. And all of these factors, you know, alone, I could just think of any one of them. And nothing was earth-shattering, but everything was a little bit off. But I guess when this company put all of these things together, it was enough for me to understand from them that they didn't expect me to live for another 20 years. You know, I'm kind of an analytical thinker, and knowing that an insurance company whose whole job is being able to predict this stuff, to hear them say it's not worth, you know, taking my money, it really added up. Doctors have been telling me my whole life, oh, lose weight, try to change your lifestyle to lower your blood pressure or your cholesterol, change the way you eat. But the truth is many of them had the same issues as I did, yes, and really just made me feel very normal.
Yes.
But this came out differently to me.
Well, we're talking with Anthony Masiello, and he is a what I call a success story. That's the name of this program, Success Story, for following what Dr. Joel Fuhrman in his book Eat to Live suggested diet-wise, and it changed his life, and we're discovering some of the benefits. And I'm assuming, we'll ask you this when I get back, I'm assuming that the insurance company may have a little bit better take on you than they did then, Anthony. We'll check on that when we return. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, more with Anthony and the success story of changing one's life from the inside out based on what you eat. So stay right where you are.
Did you know that last year in the United States, over 4 billion prescriptions were written? Prescription medications seem to be the most popular treatments these days. But what can we do if we want to limit our exposure to prescription medications? At HeartWise, we recognize the importance of nutrition in treating and prevention of disease. Dr. Hippocrates stated, "Let food be thy medicine." Many evidence-based studies support a whole food, plant-based diet. But how is this achieved in the fast-paced world we live in today? We want to encourage those interested in this type of treatment to watch the documentary film Plant Pure Nation and visit the website plantpurenation.com. This is a great first step towards helping yourself move towards better health and helping make the world a better place. Visit plantpurenation.com to start your journey today. That's plantpurenation.com.
As a medical professional, I've seen thousands of patients who have needed something more than modern medicine could offer. Over the past 20 years in cardiology, I've discovered another method of treatment. Hi, I'm Dr. James Markham, and I'd like to introduce you to Biblical Prescriptions for Life. This is a Bible-based program designed to help you and your loved ones improve your health one step at a time. This evidence-based information focuses on relationships that empower change. Simple steps based on scriptures are presented which will change your entire chemistry. This program focuses on changing the chemistry of the entire body rather than isolated chemical pathways. The program has the potential to eliminate the need for prescription medications and prevent chronic disease. Visit heartwiseministries.org to discover more about Biblical Prescriptions for Life. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today is Anthony Masiello. He is a success story after reading the book Eat to Live by a good friend of this program, Dr. Joel Fuhrman, and he changed his life from the inside out. He's learning through the years what his problem was and how to fix it, and it was basically all based on what he was eating and what he was not eating, and that changed everything. Anthony, you were talking about one of the benefits of changing this is that insurance companies might take a little bit better look at you. Have you checked back with an insurance company now about life insurance? Are they more favorable to you now?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that became one of my big goals, was to get that insurance policy.
Yes.
And so I had a number of motivators to get myself fixed up, but it took me just a little bit less than 2 years to go back to the same insurance company and to get my policy, my 20-year term life policy, in the preferred category.
All right.
So
all right,
in all right. The end, everything worked out very well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, benefit number one, you can get insurance. That's good. What are some other benefits that you have noticed, again, between the old Anthony and the new Anthony, 160-pound difference between those two?
Yeah, so the benefits for me, they kind of changed over time. You know, I was always motivated to lose weight because I didn't want to be heavy, and I thought I wanted to look better. Mm-hmm. And that's nice, and that's perfectly valid. I'm not saying that's not important to me anymore. But, growing up, that's what was the most important to me. And then when I got this scare with the life insurance policy, I said, wow, well, I really want to be healthy. You know, I want to be someone who's going to actually be around for my children. And if this company doesn't think I'm gonna survive, then that's scary to me. So I wanted to be healthy, and being healthy to me at that point meant, you know, these numbers had to change,
yes,
like these blood pressure numbers and these cholesterol numbers and this BMI number. And now as I've been healthy weight and healthy on the inside for a few years, I'm realizing there's even a better benefit. Now it's really, to me, it's all about living life and really being able to enjoy life, to be very active and to be happy all the time and to be able to do things, just really about living and enjoying the life that I've created for myself.
So you're saying that there is a psychological aspect to the losing weight and becoming healthy from the inside out. Is that right?
Oh, sure. There's a big confidence piece that goes with it. At least it did for me.
Uh-huh.
I remember when we moved into a new neighborhood and we went over to meet the neighbors. And at 6'4 and 360 pounds, you know, I used to think of myself that I could look kind of intimidating if I just walked up to a stranger's house. So I would always put my wife in front of me, who's 5'2", and she really didn't hide very much of me. But just having her there, you know, made me feel like maybe I would be less kind of, intimidating or threatening or maybe a little bit easier to
sure,
maybe actually open the door after I rung the doorbell.
Yeah.
You know, little things like that. And they pop up all over the place. Yeah, there are a lot of benefits and mental, physical, everything.
Now, you mentioned your numbers. Have they come down? Have you been able to drop or reduce some of the medications you were taking before?
Yes, everything. And it happened actually way before the weight loss finished. I think it was about 6 months by the time I was off my blood pressure medication and my cholesterol and blood pressure and triglycerides and some other liver function tests. All these things started off in the danger zone. And they all went to ideal even before I finished losing all the weight.
Now, this was happening just by changing your diet. I mean, you hadn't gotten religion. You hadn't started a new exercise program. You had just changed what you were eating?
That's exactly right. And I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't start exercising. I lost over 100 pounds before I even went for a walk around the block.
My.
And that was powerful to me. And that really let me know that it really is the food. I learned, and looking back now over time, you can't really exercise off that much weight. I think of exercising to lose weight as kind of like putting your finger into a dam to stop a leak.
Mm-hmm.
Like as soon as you move the finger, the hole is still there. You haven't fixed the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yet changing the way you eat, I feel like has the power to fix the hole.
Wow.
It's a more permanent, more sustainable way to maintain health.
Well, we have about 3 minutes left in the program here, Anthony, and you are a walking, talking, breathing scientific study that proves that it is the food. It is definitely the food. now that you've lost the weight, I like what you said at the very beginning. You said you used to do all of these things. You would bicycle and skateboard, but you didn't even realize at that time just how unwell you were doing it. Am I on the right track by saying that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I would go snowboarding, and I would get there in the morning early before the lift lines got long, right? Mm-hmm. And I would go and I would get my runs in. And then by 10:30 or 11 in the morning, so just after like 2 or 2.5 hours, I was kind of done. My knees were hurt and all this stuff. And now it's annoying because now I never want to get off the slopes. I'll ride the first chairlift up the mountain in the morning, and I'll ride the last one up in the evening. And without taking breaks, and really, it is so much more enjoyable, and that carries through for everything. I didn't realize how much effort it took before, and now these things seem effortless.
Anthony, did you find that as you went through this journey, that it got easier or harder as you went along?
Oh, it gets easier, and it gets easier. The better you adhere to it, the more you stick to it, the easier it gets. Faster.
Okay. All right.
So
okay.
If you try to ease in slowly, you will have some rough time, and you can still do it that way, but it's going to take a little bit longer for it to feel easy. I know this from talking to other people and from things that I've tried myself, but if you get as pure as possible as soon as possible and really, you know, follow the guidelines exactly like what we read in the book Eat to Live, then it really becomes enjoyable. I go further than saying it becomes easy, because it really becomes preferred, because I don't have to struggle with my choices now. And I look at things that I used to eat before like they're not even food. Like I would never think about picking up a stone and putting it in my mouth and expecting to be able to eat that. And I feel the same way about so many of these foods that essentially work against my health. Yeah, it really does become easy. And I know that's hard for people to hear in the beginning. If you tell someone that all they're going to eat are fruits and vegetables and beans and nuts and seeds, they look at you like you're a little bit crazy. But it really is true. And everyone who I've had the opportunity to meet, lots of people who eat this way, and everyone says the same thing. They don't feel like they've given up anything. They feel like they've gained so much. And it really is their preferred way of eating and living.
So you lose weight, but you gain confidence. Is that the way it works?
Yeah. For sure.
All right. D.R. Furman. drfurman.com is the address if you would like to check out the book we're talking about here, Eat to Live by Dr. Joel Furman. That's drfurman.com. And our guest today, Anthony Masiello, is someone who has gone through the book and has said, I'm going to do that. And he did that, and he changed his life. From the inside out. I can also say, Anthony, that you changed your wife's life, you changed your children's life, you changed your coworkers' life. You became a visual aid of what can happen to any of us when we simply say it's the food and make the changes necessarily. That's got to make you feel pretty good, Anthony.
It makes me feel great, yeah, to be that kind of positive influence on people and to help to really see people gain their health and their confidence and just the joy of living life like that. It's really, it's a special gift for me.
DrFurman.com is the address. Eat to Live is the book. I recommend, listener, that you check that out. A lot of people have been where Anthony was and where Anthony is now and have taken that journey, and the results are very, very much alike. It is pretty amazing. Anthony Masiello, the success story for today's program. Anthony, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Anthony Masiello inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.